Oh, taking it easy on a Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Don't forget, it's National Picnic Day, National Cherry Cheesecake Day, National Nose Picking Day, School Bus Driver's Day. Also, we would not even be able to broadcast today this incredibly important radio program if it had not been for a guy named Guglielmo Marconi. Marconi is the Italian inventor of the wireless telegraph. It's his birthday today. He was born in 1874, known as the father of radio. So without him, well, we just wouldn't be able to play the Eagles like we just did, or be able to have the great programming that Casper Media brings to you each and every day. Well, our fine sponsors, we wouldn't even be able to share about them. And we appreciate TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting. We stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News.com. Your free local online newspapers. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Big O Tires, you just heard them in Lebanon. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. And Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big deals, save money now, 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. And Freckles Graphics, also supporting us here on the party line and making it work. Mr. Marconi would be very proud of all of our sponsors helping us bring the beautiful information that we need to survive each and every day here in Clinton County. Well, speaking of surviving and thriving, we've got Kim Stevens, from the executive director of the Frankfort Main Street, on the air. Good morning, Kim. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, well, I guess congratulations are in order. I think it's all out now, right?
It depends on what you're talking about.
Well, I was talking about, I think I saw it on Facebook, Grandma.
Yes.
Hey, the most important thing, Kim, that's the most important thing. So.
Yeah. That is the most important thing. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's going to be a new world for you. So congratulations. It'll be a great thing. It's certainly a blessing. And guess what? You get to spoil them, feed them, sugar them up, and send them home.
That's what I hear. So I'm looking forward to taking my turn.
Well, Kim, there's a lot going on. I know Russ just mentioned that April is kind of a kind of an easy month, or maybe a little less active month. I'm looking at my calendar, and it's been a little crazy. But when it comes to events and things, but we've got a lot of things planned, and a lot of things coming up. Let's talk a little bit about. Before we do that, though, we just had an event, the solar eclipse, back on the 8th. Let's talk a little bit about how that all went. And there was a lot of activities that were planned. And I know I was over in Kirkland, and man, it was a fantastic day there. But there was a lot of things happened all weekend in Frankfort.
Yes, we had a moonwalk stop-up where folks were able to go around to 14 different retailers and businesses in downtown, get their passport signed, and they were able to turn those in. And we have some great prizes that were given out. They received at least a $25 gift certificate up to $100. So to go back and shop in downtown again. So we were excited about that. We had a great farmer's market. There were, I think she said, 45 vendors. Everybody was having a great day. The sun was shining. It was a little cool to start with, and it ended very cool. But it was a great day. We just had lots of people downtown. The merchants had a great day. You know, we just appreciate people coming out and being a part of that.
Awesome. Well, that it only happens like, I mean, I don't think the next one is like, what, 44 years or something? I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm not sure I'm going to be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, your grandbaby may be around, but you know, we may be with the cane. I don't know. We may be up there with the moon and the sun and all that good stuff. So, well, that was one event down in April. There's many more to come. We've got a variety of things going on. And then you've got the dachshunds that are running around town, too. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So who let the dachshunds out? We just had an adoption party at Paul Philippi. Our next one will be coming up very soon. You'll see the announcement for that soon. But we have 11 dachshunds that are going to be around the downtown area. We have local artists that are decorating them. We've partnered with local businesses and organizations, and each one of them will be very different. So it'll be a fun way to celebrate downtown Frankfort. So, and the home of the hot dogs.
Yeah, home of the hot dogs, and how better to to celebrate them with a dachshund and getting them all decorated and all jeweled up. And hey, did they ever come up with a name for the Ellis dachshund?
They did. We're getting ready to release that.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. We'll keep that under wraps.
Well, when you said you have a secret,
Okay. Yeah. We'll just keep that a secret for now. So, but that's fun. And people are naming their dachshunds, so you can go check that out. There's some fun with that as well. There's some competitions going on, and people, coming up, name the dachshund and come up with a cool name. So it's a fun event to just drive some interest and engagement into the community. Of course, a lot of things going on. We've got Thursday Thunder that'll be coming back. I know, talking to Kimberly Black, there's a lot of the concert series is out now that has been presented, and there's if you're lacking for something to do, which we hear that, oh, there's nothing to do, I'm sorry, folks, if you say that, that's up to you. I mean, everybody's got their own opinion, but my goodness, there's almost something going on every weekend.
Each week there will be something going on, whether it's at Prairie Creek Park or downtown or somewhere else in the community. We've got a lot of great organizations that offer entertainment as well. So, I agree. If you cannot find something to do, you're just not looking very hard.
Yeah, I think that there is a lot of great opportunity, and not only just for you to go and be a part of the event as maybe a spectator, but there's always opportunity to come and volunteer. We know we've got the volunteer fair tonight going on, but you've got opportunity. I know the chamber does. If anybody wants to volunteer and be a part of something or help out with an event or even look at being on the board or something like that, that's always available as well, right?
Absolutely. We have the community cleanup that's coming up in a week or so, and we always can use folks willing to come out and help pull weeds or paint trash cans, just lots of different things, plant flowers. So there's always something that we could, we could help someone find to do in our community. So.
Yeah, and the when you talk about that, being able to drive around town and see the beautiful flowers. I mean, it's not just something that the Parks Department or Streets Department is. It's that, that's part of, their routine that they try to keep maintain that. But it takes time to plant. It takes time to, install. It takes time to get all of these things out there. And that can't just be done by one department or two departments. It really does take an army of volunteers and groups of people. I know over the years during the spring cleanup, we've had crews out picking up trash. It's always a blessing to see people just out on their own picking up trash and making sure our community, and we lost one of those great champions in Helen Rails not too long ago. She was definitely a champion of the Pride Pushers, and I remember many day watching those gals out there picking up trash. And and sometimes people say, well, why do they do that? And I always just reply, because they care. And it's not just because they can, it's because they care. And if we have that kind of attitude, our community would be brighter, better, and more beautiful for sure. And Kim, I think, having those opportunities are important. And and then you've got the big enchilada. You got the big event that comes up the last week of July, the Hot Dog Festival. And there's always opportunity to volunteer there, right?
Absolutely. And we're changing it up a little bit this year, so we won't have the large food tent. We will have several different hot dog vendors that will be participating. We will have a top dog contest. So, we want folks to come out and try the hot dogs, all different varieties from all around the country. And we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the community and our judges helping us determine who the top dog is. And, there will be a great reward for that. So we've got lots of things that are changing a little bit about the Hot Dog Festival. We still have great activities, great entertainment. We're going to have the Doc Dogs back. So, you know, lots of things will still be part of the festival. It'll just be a little different opportunity when it comes to getting a great hot dog.
Well, I love that. And I mean, I think that's something that has been talked about for quite a long while. And now you're pulling the trigger on it. And I applaud that, because I think that it's important to be able to get other folks the opportunity to bring out their dog and you know, I mean, to eat, not to walk. But, you know, but there's people out there that restaurants and all, they've got a great product. And so it's we're opportunity to celebrate small business. To celebrate restaurants, and you know, that's a lot of work. That big hot dog tent, it takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of people to run, and this way it will be a lot of different vendors and a really variety. And then you're also going to have a lot more room, because that tent would take up a lot of room. So you're going to have a lot more room to be able to do some things. The pole vaulting is always a big hit. The dog diving, that's fun. I think, and you know, I get a little, you know, frustrated sometimes. I look and I say, my goodness, where's all the people around the dog diving? And then you know, it kind of comes and goes, people kind of, it kind of flows, but some of those dogs are just incredible how far they can dive. And if you've missed that, folks, you really ought to see that, because it's really incredible the talent that these dogs have, and that the owners have trained them, and there is definitely the enthusiast and the people that come out there, but I think sometimes we miss the opportunity. There's so many different facets and so many different things going on at the same time, but it's just a great event, and encourage people to get out there. And now, is the hot dog eating contest going to happen?
Absolutely. We will have, we're offering a corporate contest as well as an individual contest. So that information will be coming out the first part of May with all of the details. So if you work at one of the industries or a business that you think that you can get a team of four people together, we would encourage you to contact us. We'd like to build that one just a little bit. So that's not one of my favorite events, but I know it's a favorite of many people. And so, you know, we're going to do everything we can to build that up. But one of the things, Stan, I wanted to share with you about the dock diving is we have become a qualifying event for the World Nationals.
Oh, so very cool.
Last year, we had a couple record setters at the Hot Dog Festival as far as the distance that they jumped. And we had a lady that was from Orlando, Florida. She brought 17 dogs with her to come up and qualify for the World Nationals. So she was here all weekend, and one of her dogs is one of the record setters. So we're looking forward to them coming back and you know, bringing more world competitors. So anyway, we're excited about that. But
How does that, you know, so when they qualify, and then I know this is like on ESPN. I mean, this kind of gets right. Big. I mean, it gets on international television. So they would qualify to be like in a, to be able to go beyond just diving for festivals.
Right, absolutely. They actually, kind of like the street vaulting, you know, they go to different events and, you know, they set different records, and then the best of the best qualified to go to the World Nationals. So that's what this, we are one of the qualifying events for folks to move on. So when they get to the World Nationals, they have the best of the best divers.
Well. Well, there's some really cool ones. I've got a chance. I've always have the opportunity to go down and watch a little bit of it, and on and off throughout the morning. And it's pretty cool to see those dogs, and they're so passionate about getting up there. And I mean, they give it their all. They just their whole body just leaps. And there's some great pictures that you guys have taken over the years. It's it really manifests itself into something that really has become a staple at the Hot Dog Festival, and greatly appreciated. We still got some time. If anyone wants to give us a call, 659-3338, 659-3338. If you got a question for Kim, not only do we have the dock diving and the hot dog eating contest, and then you got all of these different other folks that are going to be participating in making hot dogs. But there's some great music. There's some great concerts that will be taking place all weekend.
Absolutely. We are blessed to partner with CRAM and the recovery community in Clinton County to bring Matt Marr, who is, if you don't listen to Christian music, this is an opportunity to meet someone who just really brings an incredible concert. So I would encourage you to look him up. We have the main stage, the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage, that we will also have music on Friday and Saturday. And I'm hoping that I have the signed contract today so that I can let you know who that is.
Awesome.
We're really excited. They were very popular. We are bringing back someone who was very, very popular back in 2012. And we're excited to have them coming back and joining us. So.
Oh, very cool. Well, there's been some great bands over the years. Absolutely echo your thoughts about Matt Mars. He is a tremendous Christian artist that mostly praise and worship music, but really is just that contemporary Christian artist that I think folks would really connect with. And we certainly hope that folks will be out there on that Saturday night to experience the not just the entertainment, but the ministry of Matt Marr. I think that people will get a great blessing by being there and listening to him, and not only listening, but engaging, because it is it's a night that we appreciate, as someone that works with CRAM, we greatly appreciate, the Hot Dog Festival allowing us to have that opportunity, Kim, and we appreciate the board saying yes to allowing us to bring, Christian music and Christian talent to the stage. I mean, normally we have a variety of different artists throughout the afternoon, and then, it culminates at the end there on Saturday night with normally a headline artist, and this year it's Matt Marr, and we couldn't be more excited about bringing Matt into the to Frankfort and downtown. And Shine.fm, of course, is a big player in all of this, and we appreciate Brian and Mary Kay and all the things that she does behind the scenes. So, Chris Ward. I mean, there's just so many people behind the scenes that help. And but we greatly appreciate the partnership that we have with the Hot Dog Festival and allowing the glory of God to be shine there during the Hot Dog Festival and give other people alternative that maybe they don't want to hear. Maybe they don't like the band or whatever. Then come on downtown, right on the square, right off the square. And it's a great opportunity to be able to praise, worship, and fellowship with other believers.
Right, absolutely. And we're just blessed to have so many different partners in our community that we can bring a nice variety, including Christian music. And I think that just says a lot about our community that they're willing to embrace that. And we're still looking for some local artists, I'm sorry, I don't mean that to sound degrading in any way, but,
no.
Local artists to help fill the stages. We've got a couple of slots available, so if we have anyone local that wants to participate, please give me a contact, and I will let you know what we have available.
Well, I was thinking about bringing my juice harp and my kazoo, and see if we can, is that something?
We have a stage that I can...
Well,
the
funny thing is that sometimes that free stage, you got some pretty good talent there that comes up.
Absolutely. We are very blessed with not only musicians but artists that can turn nothing into something. It's crazy, but I was not blessed with that. I just have the gift of gab, so.
Well, that's okay. We appreciate the gift of organization and putting things together that helps make the community work and keeps the Frankfort downtown. And one other question, I guess, with Hot Dog Festival, we had someone ask about with all the construction that's going on, and there's more construction to come. So, unfortunately, I hate to tell people that, but how are things? I know we've been battling construction really probably for the last 10 years now. downtown, which is, I know some people would say it's bad, but when you're looking at it from a perspective of growth and some cool things that are helping with some of putting some new facades and putting things together for the downtown, got a good plan for the construction and all that that's going on?
You know what, Shan, we plan for that every single, the day after the Hot Dog Festival ends, we start planning. And, you know, we've had Clinton Street was closed for 2 years. Then we've had the construction going on the corner of Main and Washington. It is just something that you go in with plan B, C, and D, because you never know which plan you're going to have to pull out and use. So we try to make sure that we are always planning for those things. It helps us if we know ahead of time, you know, what is coming up or what is going on. If someone's planning a project, it's nice for us to know that now.
Absolutely.
so that we can work around that, because we want to keep the businesses that are downtown. We want to keep people going in and outside of their doors, ringing their registers while they're here during the Hot Dog Festival, as well as every day of the week. But we have an opportunity to bring in several thousand people who normally don't necessarily visit our downtown businesses every day, and give them an opportunity to see who we are. So we use the Hot Dog Festival as an opportunity to showcase our community in our downtown area.
Absolutely.
So,
and how do folks get a hold of you?
If they want to get a hold of me, they can stop by the office at 62 North Main Street, or they can call me at 765-654-4081, or email us at mainstreet@accs.net.
Awesome. And folks, you know, if you want to volunteer, you want to help in any way possibly, if you need more information about what's going on between Thursday Thunder, we've got multiple other things planned throughout the year. Small Business Saturday, that'll be coming up later in the fall. We've got, of course, the Hot Dog Festival. So great things happening downtown Frankfort. Kim, thanks for all your work and all that you do for Main Street and beyond. And congratulations once again, not on the dachshund, but on your grandchild. All right. Thanks. Kim Stevens joining us. Have a great day, Kim. All right. Appreciate that. Kim Stevens from Main Street. Don't forget to make sure you come over 62 North Main Street and visit Kim, and be glad to put you to work. And we greatly appreciate all the work that she does. Speaking of work, the folks that make this happen each and every day, working behind the scenes, TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, we stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County DailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Big Deals, Save Money Now at 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, and they've got some big ones, I'm telling you. Freckles Graphics back on, and we appreciate Freckles helping us out here on the Party Line. And then our online telecast, HoosierLandTV.com, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, where we will be tonight, 4 to 7. Don't forget, it's going to be happening. Volunteer Fair, the Great Points of Light. The Farmers Bank, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Peg and Pin Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. All that tonight. So make sure you don't miss that. And as we close off today, one more. This is the day. It's Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Did you know that? Shakespeare was born just like 300 years earlier than Marconi. And Shakespeare's birth is celebrated today in 1564 is when he was born. And his death was in 1616. Folks are saying, this day you're supposed to go out and celebrate him by kind of talking like him if you possibly can. So instead of saying, you know, hey you, say hark thee. How about that? Maybe a little bedazzled. Throw a little bedazzled in there, and you will impress. So wilt thou runneth over? No, thou will not run over, Party Line. We're going to finish it right now. Have a great day. God bless everybody. We'll talk to you Thursday.